Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to start off today by asking you a question, and I think it's a relevant question, and that is this: who are you living for? At the end of the day, I believe everybody makes this choice, and I think we make it every moment of every day. Who is it that I'm living for? Like, we answer those things with some of the most really simplistic thoughts in our day. Things like, well, where do I choose to spend my time? Where do I choose to invest my money? Where do I choose to use my voice? Where am I going to try and influence other people? We seem to be able to answer these questions almost without thought, but maybe it's time to stop and think about it. Meaning, what if we were to stop and say, who do I really live for? And it comes, the question, while it may sound cynical, I really believe that when we stop and we try to get laser focused on who we're living for, it will determine all of the rest of our life. My friend Bobby McGraw, who shares this podcast with me, he uses the terms of lead and lag a lot. And it's this concept of what we do inevitably pays off. I mean, it's this thought that, what you plant, you're going to harvest. And I think we ask ourselves, when Paul's writing to the church in Corinth in his second letter in chapter 5, verse 15, he says, he, speaking of Jesus, he died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. In this scripture, the scriptures are talking about no longer living for yourself, but living for Christ Jesus. Living for yourself is simple, and it comes so naturally. But I think that when we choose to put Christ in the prioritization of our life and have him sitting on the throne of our heart, what will happen is we can start living for him just as automatically. See, living for Jesus takes a little effort, but it's not really that hard. I can remember as a kid, we would have these one or even times 2 week long revivals. And it seemed like every time an evangelist came into town, part of what he had to share in his time was to describe how hard it was to fight the devil, how hard it was to fight the flesh. And I get it. I understand there's a war out there. I understand that it is spiritual warfare. But listen, I think when we choose to live for Christ, which gives us an extraordinary opportunity to succeed wildly, I think it really just says, I'm going to put aside the things that might be good but distract me from spending time with God. It means standing up for a few things that matter to God rather than just being silent. It's kind of like I choose to get into the game and get off of the bleachers. I mean, living for the Lord takes effort, yes, and it takes us at times standing up when the world says kneel and to kneel when the world says stand. And it causes us often, if not all the time, to go against the flow of everyone else around you. And yet, the payoff is so amazing. When we choose to live not for ourselves, but for Christ, we can find that there are huge rewards that come our way. By living for Jesus, we get to skip a lot of the heartbreak and heartache that comes from not doing things the way God has described them. Now, you also get to enjoy this deep and close relationship with the God of all creation. I think that blows most of our minds, that I really do believe God longs for us to have a chat with him. Now, remember, this is a God who created the heavens and the earth, who created man and woman. This is the God who has a plan for you and knew those plans before you were formed in your mom's womb. This is a God that's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and he gives us promise after promise after promise that he wants a deep personal relationship with us. He wants to talk with us, he wants to share with us, and he wants us to talk and share with him. Living for God is one of the best decisions we'll ever make, and it will give you the greatest return on investment of all things. Choosing who you're going to live for will inevitably show the world what you truly believe. Today, I want to encourage you to let that decision be on the front of your mind, on the tip of your tongue, and in the next step you make, whether it is your 10,000th or your first. Decide this day that you're going to make a change and begin living for God, as opposed to living for our selfish and sinful nature. Let the DNA of your Heavenly Father, your Creator and Sustainer, let His DNA flow through your veins today and watch and see what He wants to do in you, around you, and through you. Thanks for joining me today. I hope that you will also make plans to join me this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We have worship gatherings at 9:30 and 11, and then a Spanish service at 11 o'clock in our chapel. And we also stream both of those services live, and you can find them at live.sugarhill.church. And also, my daily blog shows up at achuckallen.com. There's a whole story behind that, but I'd love for you to join me on my blog. Go have a great day, my friend, and choose to live for Him. Bye now.